Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival, here with Shireen Seno, director of Nervous Translation. Good morning.
Good morning, nice to meet you.
Your film is in competition in Torino 36. Your film focuses around a little girl that spends a lot of her time at home alone. She tried to pass her time and to grow up by herself. Yeah. Why did you came up with this story? And second question, how did you find this fantastic little girl?
I guess my films are always an attempt to make sense of the past. I think it's always about growing up, and in a way I feel like it happens so fast. You know, you never really, you know, have this pause, you know, to reflect. And so in a way it's my way of making sense of all these, you know, strange things that I didn't really understand growing up, and maybe I don't understand until now. But it's just an attempt. Yeah. And for this film, I was looking back at the mixture of my personal experiences growing up and also talking to others. I grew up in a kind of a strange environment because I was a child of Filipino parents in Japan, and growing up in an international school and representing the Philippines, but never having lived there. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely a strange, confused kind of identity. And at the same time this was happening, there was a big shift in the Philippines from a dictatorship to a democracy. So there's a lot of things I didn't understand at the time. And today I think as kids we should be more involved really with what's happening with. We should be more politically and engaged with the world around us. And I think modern society has really kind of conditioned us to think that there's products to solve our problems, like this pen, you know, the pen for beautiful human life. Yeah. And but I think the problem most times lies in this kind of disconnect between the world around us and the world inside.
So actually, the little girl, she manages to cover this gap. Uh-huh. She manages to do it at some point, but not completely.
Right.
And you also chose to tell the story of this thing of having a father that had a twin brother.
Yeah.
And the father is not there, but the twin brother is.
Yeah.
At some point of the film.
Yeah.
So this makes the girl even more uncomfortable.
Yes.
And more confused.
Yes.
how did you come up with this idea?
I think a lot of people's fathers are many ways absent. Maybe they are there, but many times they're not so involved with your growing up. Maybe they go through the motions, you know, being a father, being a dad, but many ways they're not so involved. And so there's always kind of this recurring focus in my work. Mm. Maybe some father issues.
I don't know. You tell me.
But in the Philippines, at least, until today, a lot of parents leave their children back home and they go abroad for work. So there's this demand for human labor everywhere. But it started many, many ways in the 80s. There was this demand for labor in the Middle East, this burgeoning economy. So a lot of parents left their kids. And until today, they go abroad to work. There's this idea of, you know, a better life outside the Philippines. You can make more money, basically, outside. So a lot of people leave their kids. And there's this generations growing up without their parents. Mm-hmm. And so there's this idea that I did not personally go through that, you know. But in a way, I did go through, you know, with a father who was kind of, you know, not always there. So I can relate.
You can relate to this.
Yeah.
Listen, how did you work with the young actress? Because most of the film is on her shoulder, and she's really good at it. Actually,
she's quite amazing. She's a very smart girl. We found her. She would became famous basically doing a television comedy drama series as a 6-year-old. Uh-huh. And when we found her, she was 8, and she definitely had this kind of charisma, this natural charisma, but she had gotten really used to that, the way of acting that kids are made to do, you know, they have to be cute, and they have you know, have this, like, timing, comedic timing, and it was not what we wanted for the film, and so basically we just had to get her to relax, and in a way, the footage that we used in the final film was a mixture of some stage scenes, but also the camera rolling in between takes when, mm-hmm. you know, she wasn't, you know, trying so hard, when she was just being a kid. And that's where sort of the magic came in.
My last question is about your artistic influences. Which are your icons, the one that you follow and you try to emulate?
I don't really want to emulate, yeah. but perhaps there's an influence on me for sure. I love Tarkovsky and Bresson. Mm-hmm. But for this film, I was influenced heavily by two films, The Spirit of the Beehive, which is by Victor Erice, and Kasaba, or the English title is The Small Town, by Nuri Ceylan. Mm-hmm. Both films about childhood in many ways, and sort of the sort of mystery and at the same time the magic of it.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Charlene Senno, director of Nervous Translation, for having been with us. I'm Angelo Cerbi from the Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.